Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I had so much stuff that did not bring me happiness. And it just made me realize that, like, having all this stuff doesn't make me a better person and doesn't make me, like, cool. And
so good.
I just was like, this is not me. This isn't who I am. This wasn't how I was brought up.
Ooh, it's about to get juicy in here.
Welcome back to TK's Juicy Pod. I'm here with the iconic Miss Maggie McDonald. How are you, Maggie?
Good. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Doing well. We've been chatting up a storm for probably like the first 25 minutes of our what's supposed to be our recording. So, Maggie, can you do the brief 5-second, you know, where you're from, how old you are, what you do, just like the quick little recap just in case for God knows why someone wouldn't know who you are.
Yes, of course. My name is Maggie McDonald. I am 23 years old. I am from Boston, Massachusetts, and I am like a lifestyle YouTuber. I do daily vlogs on my channel and I show all things like fashion, beauty, health, wellness, stuff like that.
By the way, I'm like one of Maggie's biggest like YouTube fans. Like, she's one of my favorite vloggers to watch. And I always tell her that. I'm like, hey, saw this in the vlog. So I have to ask just like right off the bat, because I am moving August 15th. And I need to know, is the Restoration Hardware like cloud bed? Is it called the cloud bed?
Yeah.
Okay. The bed that you have, is it worth it?
Yeah. Oh my God, 100%.
Really? Because I keep thinking about it. I keep thinking about it, but like it's so forking expensive.
Oh no, it really is. But honestly, I feel like it's one of those pieces that it's such an amazing investment. It's so timeless. It's never going to go out of style, and you'll literally bring it with you everywhere you go.
Okay.
So think like long term, 10 years down the road, if you ever like live in a house, it's still with you.
I thought about doing like a contest or like something like a challenge in my like for myself that like if I made enough like money off of monetization, like I strictly had to make the cloud couch money from like monetized videos so that it was like a thing. Like, guys, we're almost there.
No, I love that. You should like, do that. Much.
I know, I might, because it's the road to the cloud couch or the cloud bed.
The cloud bed.
I'm definitely going to get probably the cloud couch dupe for my living room.
My sister has so one. Crazy. It's
Does
so
she have
comfy.
The living spaces one?
No, because they don't ship to Massachusetts. They only ship, I think, around California, Arizona.
Oh my gosh.
That area.
Wait, which one does she have?
She has the Modani.
What? How did she find that?
She actually found it because, you know, Jessica Howell, she's one of our friends. She has the same couch. So Emma copied her.
Oh my God.
And got that.
Maybe I'll DM Emma and be like, hey, send me the link to your couch.
Yeah, it's just really comfy. I'm looking. And it has that same look.
Good to know. It's crazy how many dupes there are, but I just had to know because I keep thinking about it and I'm like, no, I don't need it. Like, my brother and mom today were like, you do not need that. And I was like,
well, honestly, I feel like it's a type of thing where my mom always told me, if you can't stop thinking about it, you should just get it. You know, it's like when you're at the store and you want to get something and you're like, I don't think I should. But then you think about it for like 2 weeks straight. You have to go back and get it.
Yeah. Well, that's how I feel. That's how I'm justifying it. Also, Remy, though, she was like, because Remy had the white one in her apartment. And then when she moved to her house, she got like a king sized like cloud couch bed, but she got it in black. And so I was like, Remy, is the white worth it? And she was like, well, if you like having sex and you spray tan a lot, no, because you get it all over. But I'm like, okay, I'm like, maybe if I'm and I do spray tan a lot, but not really since COVID.
No, so I don't think the spray tan, I feel like, won't get on the actual bed. Yeah, because you're on the mattress and it's like a platform. So
I know. I need to just like either like start getting my shit together and not like getting spray tan everywhere, or like just get the bed and like, you know, we'll see. So first question is, what is it like being like perceived? Because in my eyes, like, you're a cool girl on YouTube and Instagram. So like, what is it like being perceived as that to the rest of the world? Like, you're a cool girl.
Oh my God. That's actually such a good question. Well, for me, like, I don't know. It doesn't seem like that to me, honestly. Like, I really just feel normal, and sometimes I'm like, why, like, do people even care what I'm saying? Like, do they even care what I'm showing in my videos? To me, I just seem really normal and boring. Like, I don't know, I just like wear sweatpants all day and like drink coffee, make avocado toast, hang out in my apartment. So it definitely just feels like normal life to me, but it's just crazy that people have like this perception of me online, and like, I don't know.
Do you feel like you understand like where I'm coming from when I say that I think you're a cool girl?
No, for sure. I totally understand, because there's people that I follow and I'm like, oh my God, they're so cool. You know?
Who are people like that?
I am really into Kylie Jenner's old assistant, Victoria Villarroel.
Oh, yeah, she's cool.
I think she's so cool. Like, I just love her vibe, and she's very low key. And I like that she has a younger sister. So I like follow both of them, and I just like love watching her stories. Like, when they're traveling and like doing stuff together, they're always hanging out. So it reminds me a lot of me and my sister. And I just love like her vibe, her clothes. And I'm just like always like watching her stories and stuff. So
yeah, I love her specifically because her body like feels like attainable for me to look at for inspo.
No,
so I'm like always saving her pics versus like double zeros that I
feel like that too. And that's honestly, I think, one of the reasons why I've started to really like her a lot more recently, like you said, because of her body. And I feel like I have always, like, in the past, I've struggled with my body in the way where I am more athletic. Like, I have a more athletic build, and I have bigger thighs and like a bigger butt. And I had always wanted to like work out in order to like be as like lean as possible. You know, that was kind of like my goal, like being lean, like skinny. Seeing all the girls on Instagram being skinny. And then I realized it's just like, I am the way that I am, and I need to just like embrace that and rock it, you know? It just helps like following people like that because it's like so inspiring that they're so confident in their own body. So it just makes you feel like you can be confident in yours, you know?
Absolutely. And I feel like I also had a realization recently too. When I was back home, I was with my brother and his friends all the time. They're like in the midst of like frat season. Like they are frat boys. They're like the cool guys on campus. Like they're those guys. And they're all like my best friends. And so when I was home, it's funny like how much I was just like hearing guys geek out about girls. You know, when you're with your girlfriends, they're like, oh my God, this guy, blah, blah, blah. It's just like guy talk 24/7. But with guys, it was so cool being like, yo, did you see her Instagram? Like, did you, like everything that I didn't really think that guys notice about, they were noticing.
Really? That's so interesting.
Oh my God, yeah. And they were like, saying how they're like, oh my gosh, her thighs are like so hot, or like they would make remarks like, oh my gosh, her curves, like things like that, that I was like, whoa, like maybe I should start loving myself more because guys like that shit. That was like a cool moment.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. I think guys overall just love a confident girl. Like whatever shapes or size you are, if you're confident within yourself, I feel like that confidence just radiates.
So speaking of guys, let's talk about Tyler. That's your boyfriend's name, right?
Yes.
Yeah. The secret, mysterious tie. So how long have you guys been dating and why the heck do you not show him on your social media at all?
We've been dating for, it'll be 4 years coming up, and I don't show him because he is very shy. And I've known him.
So it's his choice.
Yeah, it's his choice. And I just respect his decision. And I've known him before I ever had any sort of presence on social media. Like when we met, I had like 1,000 followers on Instagram, and it was just like normal. And then we actually started dating, and then we broke up for a little while and had like
some
time.
Why'd you break up?
We actually broke up because I had a real job. Like I didn't do YouTube yet, so I had a real like real person job, and it was the summer.
What was your job?
I was a hostess at a restaurant
the
on the Cape.
Club?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was a hostess there, and it was my summer job, and I grew up on Cape Cod, which is like a huge vacation spot in Massachusetts. People come from everywhere. I worked at a 5-star resort on the Cape, so it was like
beautiful.
Really intense, and I feel like I was just trying to work as much as I could to go back to school my junior year. I needed to have money to live on my own in my apartment, pay my rent, pay my bills, like pay for groceries. So I was working over 40 hours a week, 6 days a week. And then on my one day off, I would babysit. So I would like grind. And I really wanted to just like make as much money as I could, like I said, to support myself. And he had a different job. He lives 2 hours away from me. Like his hometown is 2 hours away. So we just were like kind of long distance for the summer. I didn't get to see him a lot. I didn't have a lot of time off from work. And I just feel like we started to argue. And it just ended up being like getting to the point where I was like, okay, I feel like we should just take a break until we go back to school. Like we keep arguing. I don't want to risk ruining our relationship. And then we ended up just like breaking up for a little while. And actually when we broke up, I was so sad and needed something to take my mind off of it. And I started my YouTube channel. So I just feel I feel like everything happens for a reason. Because if
breakups
we have never...
Breakups are kind of great.
Yeah, no, they really are. And sometimes you need the time apart from somebody to realize like how much you actually appreciate them and want them in your life. And for me, like I figured a lot of shit out when we were broken up. And I just kind of realized like what mattered in life and all that. And I feel like if we had never broken up and I started YouTube and we were still together, like, and I had all of this success in the beginning, like who knows if I would have let like my ego get in the way and I would have like broken up with him to like go focus on like YouTube and stuff. And I feel like my relationship is one thing that I keep like really sacred to me, and I don't really show it because it's like the part of me that is real life, and it's not for, I'm not in this relationship to show it online and to get likes and get like take cute photos and have people be like, oh, relationship goals. Which is fine, and I totally understand and respect people who do show their relationship. It's just something that is really special to me, and I like to keep to myself and have it between him and I. So,
yeah, it's so, I think it's so cool. And actually, I think that if I was in the same situation as you with a serious boyfriend, I would probably do the same. Or I would hope to at least keep it somewhat private, just because I can't imagine the repercussions of what it would be like if we broke up and the whole internet knew and there were like sides and well, like that would just like, I'm already a Cancer and I'm already emotional. Like that would be too much.
Yeah. And it really does hurt you. Like as much as you can say like, oh, don't care about what people think. It's like, oh, I don't know. I don't want to deal with that either. I'm emotional too. Like I'm so soft on the inside. Plus like going online and seeing all these comments all the time about your significant other, like after you broke up, it would just be like, keep reminding you of it. And
I think that's a huge testament to your work ethic. You saying that, you know, you were like in this relationship and in the summer you were like in boss bitch mode. You were like, yo, I gotta pay rent. I gotta pay these bills. And this is pre-YouTube, pre-clout, pre-making a lot of money, all of that. And I think that's such a huge testament. And then when you broke up, you're like, actually, I'm going to dive even more into work and like start this YouTube thing. So I'm sure he found that extremely attractive. So how'd you guys get back together? Like what happened? Who sent the first text? Like,
oh, me.
First date.
Oh, I did. God, I would.
Tea. Okay.
Because he's like, as I said, he's super shy. And also he is just the type of person where I feel like he keeps his feelings to himself. Like he's very reserved and he wouldn't go out of his way to like tell me how he felt, even if he had these thoughts and feelings about me, you know, like he'd kind of like keep them to himself, like, oh, we're broken up, like there's no contact, whatever. So I was the one who would text him and I would ask him to like meet up and talk and all that.
And he was like down.
Yeah. And I had to ask a few times in the beginning, like I asked a few times and then finally like we met up and we talked about things. And then it actually went a little bit before we actually got back together and started dating again. We were broken up for a total of like 6 months. And over those 6 months, like I was with somebody else and he had been with somebody else too. So it just like made us realize even more that like, what are we doing? Why are we like playing this game when really like we just want to be with each other? Yeah. So then we ended up getting back together and then we had been on and off for, like I said, the 6 months. And at first I was the one that was like reaching out to him and then we stopped talking for a little bit and then he was the one reaching out to me. And then it just came to the point where he told me like, hey, I really need to talk to you. Like I need to come to your apartment. And then he came over to my apartment at our college and was just like, I really need to be with you. Like something, it just doesn't feel right, blah, blah, blah. So then we got back together and it's been 2.5 years since we got back together.
Love it. Cue the Marvin Gaye. I love it. So what do you find so attractive about Tyler?
Honestly, the first time I ever met him, I remember it was like one of those things where I instantly saw him and I was like, who is this boy? Like, I need to talk to him.
Okay, so we're going to pause the episode really quickly so I can talk about literally one of my favorite things on the planet, Anchor. So if you haven't heard about Anchor before, it's basically the easiest way to make a podcast, period. Let me just explain to you what they have. First of all, it's free, which like nothing's free anymore. So I feel like that's already your number one winner. Second of all, there's like all these different creation tools on the platform where you can make your own podcast and like you can record and edit it right from your phone or your computer, which is like crazy because you don't need all this fancy equipment. And like I said, it's free. So you're saving money that way too. And then my personal favorite thing about Anchor and like the main reason why I use it is because Anchor will literally distribute your podcast for you. So it can be heard on all different platforms that like basically any podcast can be distributed. So it can be heard through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and many, many more. So all you do is submit your podcast link and they literally distribute it everywhere for you, which is incredible. And overall, it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So it's super easy. I can't recommend it enough. I personally use this every week and I just love it so much. I recommend it to every one of my friends that wants to start a podcast. Even my brother uses it. So it's very user-friendly and I definitely recommend. So be sure to download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. So don't miss your opportunity to make an awesome podcast and download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing/time-expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
The one thing that has kept me sane throughout the 75 hard challenge, and more importantly, has kept me hydrated the most, is Liquid IV. Y'all, when I tell you, I literally crave Liquid IV. Like, the lemon lime flavor lives rent-free in my head. First of all, it just always quenches my thirst, but it is perfectly sour and has that tangy taste to it, and it's just so good. Like a nice, cold, crisp glass of Liquid IV. Oh my gosh, mwah! Sounds so good. Whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, all in a single sugar-free stick. So I actually just taste tested all of the flavors for you guys. The pear, the white peach, the green grape, and the lemon lime. And I have to tell you, I still think lemon lime is my favorite. But my second favorite is green grape. And then my third favorite, believe it or not, is pear. I'm actually shocked by how much I like pear. And then in fourth place for me was the white peach. My favorite thing about Liquid IV is how convenient it is, especially because I am always on the go. I am booked and busy, and I'm sure you guys are too. So being able to pack it so easily in a purse or a carry-on or whatever the case is, like my work bag, I always have a Liquid IV in there because throughout my day, I get so thirsty and nothing truly satisfies my thirst craving other than a Liquid IV. Like, it is so good. I literally want to make one right now. And listen, drinking water is great. Like, I've been drinking so much water while doing the 75 hard challenge, but 1 stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you way better than water alone. And I love it because I feel like it actually revives me. And the best part about it is that there's no artificial sweeteners and zero sugar. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TK at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TK at liquidiv.com.
Now let's get back into the episode. Hope you're enjoying it so far. Mwah!
I need to, like, know who this is.
Why? Because he was just so attractive?
He was very quiet, and we were at a party, and he was talking to my roommate because she had known him through, like, mutual friends, and he was wearing sweatpants that were cut into shorts. Like, you know how that's a style right now? He yeah. was wearing those in this big sweatshirt, like, because he was on the football team at our school. He was wearing, like, his big football sweatshirt, and he genuinely just looked cozy, and he looked chill, and he was, like, in the corner at the party, like, minding his own business, and I was like, I want to talk to him. Because I liked that he wasn't the type of guy that was just being all over all the girls.
Like, center of attention.
Yeah. And he was just very low key and chill. And so I went up to him and I introduced myself.
You were like, I'm swooping in.
Yeah.
Got it. Were you just like, hi, I'm Maggie? Or were you kind of like sly with it?
Yeah. I kind of just like walked over and I like said hi to my roommate. I was like, oh, hey, like, what's up? And then I saw him and I was like, oh, like, so who's this? And she introduced us and then we started talking. And it's funny, I've told this story. I mean, I haven't really talked about it on my YouTube channel, but I was in a relationship at the time, like my high school relationship, which this sounds awful, but this was actually at the last party of the year, my freshman year. And I had never gone out all year because my boyfriend at the time was like super controlling and like told me I wasn't allowed to go out and like all this stuff. Like it was very, very toxic. It was unhealthy. And I went home every single weekend of my freshman year. And I hung, that's how Emma and I got so close, my sister and I, because I would just get picked up every Friday after class and my dad would bring me back Monday morning. And I spent every weekend with my sister because my boyfriend told me I couldn't go out. And so I ended up like applying to transfer to his school because I just wanted to be with him. And I got accepted to transfer, and I thought that I was never going to be going back to the school that I went to. And I decided to go out for the last night of college, like with my roommate. We had never really like gone to parties together, so I was like, let's go out, like the semester's ending, like we need to like live it up, I'm going to be transferring. And we ended up going to the party where I met Tyler. And then I remember like I just talked to him, I was like, oh, this kid's cute. And after that night, I was going to orientation for like the school I was transferring to where my ex-boyfriend went. And I called my best friend and I was like, I literally don't think I can go. And she was like, why, Maggie? Like, you've been dreaming of going to that school. Like, you just want to be with my ex. Like, she was like, you just want to be with him. And I was like, but something doesn't feel right. Like, I can't. And she was like, why? And I was like, I met this boy the last night at school. And if I don't see him again, like, I'll regret it for the rest of my life. And so I went, she was like, Maggie, just go to orientation, see how it is. If you don't like it, you don't have to go. And I was like, okay, you're right, you're right. So I got on the plane, flew down to Virginia, went to orientation. And when I was there, I found out
he cheated on me.
He had cheated on me. And I found out when I was at the orientation with him. And I went down there to go stay with him and like spend the week. I had orientation and he was taking a summer class. So I found out that he cheated.
How did you find out?
We got in a fight earlier in the day. Like the first few days I was there, we had been like arguing about things. He would like yell at me about what I'm wearing. Like, oh, you're showing too much skin. Your pants are too tight, like showing your butt, stuff like that. And if I was wearing like a crop tank top, he'd be like, why are you showing your stomach? Like, you want attention from other guys. And I was just so fed up with it that I was like, okay, we need some space. I'm going to go to the gym. Like, he was going golfing with his friends and we just needed like the afternoon apart. And so I got ready for the gym. He had left already. And I was walking downstairs to walk over to go work out. And this is so bad, but his computer was open on the counter and he was like doing homework and my stomach dropped. Like, I felt sick to my stomach and my intuition was telling me like, you need to read his text messages. So I went like FBI mode and I didn't even like go through his messages. Like, if you're on a computer or like any Apple device, you can search keywords. So I just searched like hookup, blah, blah, blah. Like all the words for like the juicy things you want to find out. And I found out everything. It wasn't messages with girls. It was in the group messages with his friends. So
shut the fuck up.
Yeah. So I found out. I packed up all my stuff. I called my mom, called my friends.
Wait. Time out. What were like the messages? Was he like, yeah, we banged last night? Like, what was it?
No, his friends were all like bragging about how he was making out with a girl at a party that they all thought was hot. And they were like taking shots of tequila like through her boobs. And I was like, yeah, I don't even think they had sex, but they like made out and like were doing like crazy shit. Okay. And I was like, what are you doing? Yeah.
Oh my. So then you packed up your stuff.
So I packed up my stuff and I called my mom. And this was back in like 2015, 2016. I don't even think Uber existed back then.
Were you like shaking?
Yeah, I felt like so sick. I was shaking. And I honestly felt like almost relieved because I knew that the relationship I was in was just so toxic for so long, but I couldn't walk away because he was like my best friend. Straw. And this was like, honestly, it felt freeing because this was my way out.
Yeah.
And like, it's so crazy. I was in the middle of Virginia and where the school is, it's 2 hours away from the closest airport. And so was already at like 6 o'clock at night. Flights were done for the day. So my mom booked me a hotel room at a motel down the street. And then she booked a car service to come pick me up the next morning at like 7 a.m. and get me on the next flight back to Boston. So I packed my bags and I just left. And he like came home and was like, what are you doing? And I was like, I'm leaving. He was like, I know what you did, blah, blah, blah. And he literally ripped his shirt off of his body. Like, he was so mad. And he was like, I didn't know what to say. I was just like, yeah, like, I have nothing to say. I am going to go. We're done. And then that was that.
That's insane.
Yeah. So, and then the first thing I did when I got back to the hotel, I sent Tyler a Snapchat. And I said, I was like, told him that I'm not transferring. And then he like left me on read like all summer and we like didn't talk. But and then once we got back to school, like we went on a date. But it wasn't like this big summer fling where we were like talking all summer suspense. Got it, like, got it. Yeah. So that's the story.
You're like, I went back to the resort and we met up. Okay. Wow. I like feel like I knew bits and pieces of that, but not the actual tea. So yeah. I'm really glad that you spilled that and shared. Wow. So you really learned a lot from that ex-boyfriend.
Oh, so much. Just about a lot about self-worth. Yeah. And what I deserve and how I should be treated and just like all of that. I have so much more respect for myself and I feel like I stick up for myself so much more now. Like I would never put up with any shit. But before, like, yeah, I was too scared to ever stick up for myself.
I will say, I feel like I know so many couples that it's such a red flag, ladies and gents, to look out for when your significant other is super controlling about like you not being able to go out or like, you know, wearing too little of clothing. That's such a red flag because they know, like they're usually the ones that are cheating because they know what they're doing. So they're afraid that you'll be doing that to them.
Exactly. When really it's the opposite. He used to tell me like I couldn't go out to parties at school because he would think that I was going to like hook up with every guy there. And I was like, what are you talking about? Like, this is absolutely absurd.
Yeah, he's crazy. What are your thoughts on couple channels?
My thoughts, I mean, I guess just like you do you. It's not something that I would personally do just based on a lot of privacy reasons. I feel like the internet can sometimes be very detrimental to relationships and just always having other people's opinions. And I don't know. I just feel like for me, I would never do it. But if people have couple channels and they love it and that's what they're into, then I love that for them. It's so cute.
Yeah. Would you ever, let's say you get a brand deal and it's for an engagement ring. Let's say you're getting paid like $100,000 for this engagement ring, or it's a $100,000 ring and they're like, hey Maggie, we would love for you to do a video of you and Tyler, like planned proposal. You'll get this $100,000 ring. You just have to do like a dedicated video. Would you do it?
Oh, yeah. He would totally be down for it too. And
you would do like a branded engagement?
Oh my God. I feel like that'd be so fun. And I feel like at least for us, I know like for him, he would be so into that. He doesn't want to be like the center of attention on my channel, but he's also not like, don't ever show me. Like I would be so mad at you. Got like it. Whatever. He's been in a few videos like in the background and just in vlogs and stuff. But I feel like when it comes down to that, and if it's something where we're like getting engaged and they're offering to give us a $100,000 ring, like we could take the money that he would spend on an engagement ring anyway and like put it towards like our house and stuff. So I just feel like it'd be a really smart decision to do that. And I also feel like I would show my engagement anyway. I feel like it wouldn't really matter.
I mean, I think that's such a unique perspective. The only reason why I am like, okay, like do you, boo, is because you don't show him. So in this one case, you're like, all right, I'll do the sponsored thing. And the only reason why I ask the question most of the time, people are like, ew, no, I would never do that, is just because it's a sponsored thing and they like want to be surprised.
Oh, yeah. Like, well, actually, that's true because I would know about it. Well, I just feel like, I mean, at this point,
because technically it's like your money. Like the cool thing about like getting engaged, or people usually get excited about like the guy spending so much money on the ring or whatever. I don't know. It's like an intimate thing. That's
yeah. No, totally. I just feel like we talk about it all the time and I feel like I wouldn't know like when it's going to happen or where or any of that. But when it comes down to like the ring, he knows what type of ring I like and he knows like what I want, which obviously I would be happy with anything. Like whatever he picked out would make me so happy. But also,
she's like, what's this?
I feel like, I don't know, part of me just feels like that would be cool, I guess. I don't really know.
Honestly, I respect the honesty.
Yeah.
Is that something we can look forward to in the foreseeable future?
Maybe. I don't. I am really working on living in the moment and being present.
Got it.
I told him that because before quarantine, I was so like felt like I needed to have my whole life figured out. And I was like, okay, yeah. So like we're going to get engaged. We're going to get a house. We're going to do this. And now I've realized that like tomorrow hasn't even happened yet. Like the only moment that we really have is the present moment. And I don't want to like have all these expectations and have these ideas in my head and then have the moment come and then it not be what I thought in my head. You know what I mean? Like, I just really want life to kind of happen the way that it's supposed to. And also, I'm only 23. So when it happens, it's going to happen. Whether it's a year from now or...
You're a Scorpio, right?
Yes. I'm a Scorpio Sagittarius cusp. I was born on November 21st.
Okay, because I just turned 23, but my birthday was June 25th, so we're very close in age. I have a quick question about one last thing about Tyler. Do you ever get nervous or worried with your own relationship having divorced parents?
Yeah, I actually do, and it's something that I never really thought about until recently when my parents got divorced. They got divorced.
And how recent was it?
And a half years ago. And I get so scared of that because I just feel like I never want my kids to have to go through what my siblings and I went through. And just like it does to your family. And like I've even seen how my parents have both reacted and changed from it. So I feel like it's definitely like something really hard that families have to go through.
Yeah, fun fact about Maggie and I is actually I feel like I got super connected and close to Maggie because my parents literally, I've never said this on the internet, they got divorced around the same time that Maggie's parents did. And I remember when you did your like health journey video is when like the first time you really like mentioned it. And I felt so connected and to you, but like also more so relieved knowing that like someone who I idolize so much is going through something similar, and like the pain is just like intolerable. Like it's like the worst thing ever. And I don't know about you, Maggie, but my parents kind of like their divorce to me was a complete and utter surprise. Like I could have never expected it my whole life. And it wasn't like they had this like toxic relationship and then I was like, oh, I'm happy that they're getting a divorce. Like, it was like a complete, like, I was blindsided. And so it felt like even more hurtful. But for you, were you super blindsided as well? Is that why it was super hurtful? Or were you kind of like, in the end, relieved because they were not getting along to begin with?
No, honestly, like, it had been a long time coming. And I've never talked about, like, the backstory of why they actually got divorced and everything leading up to it, but it had been a really long time. And the longer it's been and the more time I've had to like process everything and the more time we've all had to process everything as a family, it was definitely for the best because my parents, they were together for 25 years when they got, or maybe 28 years, either way.
My parents are around the same. It makes sense because we're similar age.
I think when they got divorced, they were 25. They had just celebrated their 25th wedding anniversary. And then they separated. So it was a long time coming. And it was something that we had always kind of like not expected. It's something that you would never expect to happen. But at the same time, like when it happened, we were like, my siblings and I were just like, oh my God. Like it shook our world and just like turned everything upside down, even though it was something that we weren't surprised about. And
really?
Yeah, but I just feel like it was the fact that it like actually was like real.
Yeah. See, for me, I feel like I'm a little bit opposite because it was not a long time coming from in my head. Like as the child's perspective, like my brother and I could have never imagined, like we were not that family. You know what I mean?
We were
the Joneses. We were like the perfect family, like next door, like neighborly, friendly, whatever, like perfect, like nothing's wrong with us. And then all of a sudden I was like, wait, what the fork? Like, we have shit. We have family stuff. You know what I mean?
That was us too. And like, we were the exact same as your family, but the only difference was we had a lot of shit going on behind the scenes, like behind closed doors, that people did not know about.
No. Yes.
And so when people found out that my parents got divorced, they were like, what? Michael and Kristen McDonald are divorced? It was this huge thing. People were, it was like the talk of the town, but it's like they didn't really know what happened.
Because your dad, my dad's name's Mike and my mom's name's Kelly.
So oh my God, M and K.
Yeah. So, yeah. So I feel like people were like, Mike and Kelly King? Like, what? Like, they thought it was some scandal. Like, literally. And even to, as a kid, I thought it was a scandal too. Like, I was dead ass embarrassed. Like, I still am sometimes, because I was like, oh my God, like, I can't believe my parents are divorced. Like, I'm afraid to date now. Like, blah, 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 blah. Like, it messed me up.
Yeah, me too. But, well, it, for a while, like, I just was like, I don't want this to happen to me. And my siblings think the same thing. My brother always says that he's 25 and he's like, oh my God, I am terrified to fall in love and get a girlfriend, because I'm 25 and the next girl I meet, I am probably going to marry her. It's like crazy. At this rate. Yeah. So I feel like he has the same thoughts too. Like, he's just like, I don't want to end up like mom and dad did, because he saw what it did to all of us. But I just feel like at the same time, like, everybody is so different. And I feel like sometimes stuff like this has to happen to teach you lessons. And I feel like now it showed all of us that what we don't want in our relationship, and to kind of work on the things that our parents needed to work on, like communication and just all that type of stuff, and just not going down the same path, at least for me, because I don't know your parents' story. But
last thing regarding the divorce, I think, is if someone's listening right now and their parents are in the midst, like, let's say last week they found out their parents are getting a divorce, what advice would you give them? Like, what do you wish you could have told yourself when you were in that, like, traumatic moment in your life? What do you wish you could have told yourself to, like, calm yourself down?
I probably would have told myself that in time, everything will be healed. So time heals everything. And also that it's going to be frustrating, because I felt like in that moment when everything was happening, all I wanted to do was be comforted by my family. And the first people you go to when you're going through something is your parents. You go to your parents, your siblings, everybody helps you through what you're going through. And then when the divorce happened, we all were going through it together. So none of us could talk to each other about it, because we were all dealing with the same thing. We all had such different emotions and different experiences. So truthfully, I feel like if anything, it would be to, like, see a therapist or have somebody other than a family member that you can talk to. Because in that type of situation, at least for me, like, I did not want to take sides. I didn't want to talk to my mom about it, because my mom was going against my dad. I couldn't talk to my dad about it because he was going against my mom. And I just felt like hopeless. Like, I just didn't know who was there for me and who I could talk to, which I am so grateful for Tyler, because he was there for me throughout the whole thing, and so were his parents, and that really helped me. But I just think I probably would have found, like, a good therapist that I trust, someone I can talk to. And just to never be, like, ashamed about needing to talk to somebody and, like, ask for help.
Did you end up going to therapy at all because of the divorce?
No, I never did. But my sister did.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, I ended up going later than I should have. But I started to go and it helped me immensely. I mean, I couldn't even, if people brought it up to me, I couldn't even talk about it without starting to cry.
Yeah.
Like, I was holding in so much. This makes so much more sense because she's a Cancer, right?
Mm-hmm. You guys are, like, the same.
Yeah, so we were, yeah. So we're such, like, homebodies. And, like, I couldn't talk about it. And so, like, I needed to have a stranger, like, pry things out of me, because it was just, I couldn't. And then, I don't know about you, but my brother handled it so differently from me that I felt weird reacting the way I wanted to naturally react in front of him, because it was just so different from how he was reacting, and I needed to have my own venting session without him, even though we are so close. But I feel like as siblings, it made us closer.
Yeah.
Did it make you guys closer?
Oh, yeah. My siblings and I are so close. We actually, ever since the divorce happened, I ended up moving to Boston, and my brother had lived in Boston. He's older than us. And then Emma moved to Boston last year. So we all live together now, like in the same area. And we do dinner every week. And it's just like, we're so close because of it.
That's great. I'm so glad to hear that. And I just think it's so cool that you opened up about that on your channel, because like literally as a viewer, like I felt like I wasn't even that close to you. I was like so relieved to hear you say that, because I was like, oh my God, like not everyone, even like I saw you as someone that just has everything perfect in your life. Seeing you go through that made everything come back like down to reality and like, brought things back down to earth. And I was just so relieved to see someone that I look up to so much going through something so difficult. So thank you for sharing that.
Oh my God, I love that. That makes me feel so good too, that what I'm sharing about what happens in my life like affects other people too. And you can know that you're not alone.
Totally. And then last question regarding divorce stuff. You said in your health journey video, you were like, the reason why I kind of got off the track was because I went through my parents' divorce and blah, 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 among many other things, I'm sure. For me too, I feel like I put on the pounds when I just like binge ate. I would like try and drink. Basically in my head, I was like, okay, parents are getting divorced. How do I distract myself? Doing stuff like going out to eat, drinking, like all of the above. Like, and I'm not even like a wine drinker, but I was like anywhere I went, like I was ordering a glass of wine. Like I was getting the appetizers just because I wanted to be distracted the house down boots. What about, was that kind of your situation or what happened with you?
Yeah, I was the same. I gained like 15 pounds from it.
I think I gained like 20 to 25 pounds.
Really? Yeah. And it's something that just happened, honestly, so quick that I didn't even really realize. And I feel like I also was just like eating things that I normally wouldn't have eaten in the past, a lot of comfort foods. And I really would binge too. Like I would just keep eating, honestly, until like I felt sick. And I feel like that having that full feeling took away from all of the struggles I was dealing with. It was like such a crazy thing to experience and something that you really don't even realize you're doing until after the fact, when you kind of look back and evaluate your actions.
Totally. I was in complete degaff mode. Like I didn't give a fork. Like I was like, I just had no, like now when I go to eat, I'm like, okay, what's the purpose of this? Like, it's weird because I'm naturally a super healthy eater. Like I was the kid that brought carrots instead of Gushers to school. Like my mom was that mom. And so I never had the fun candy and stuff. So it was weird, like mentally being like, wait, why am I just not caring about like my nutrition right now? Like, why am I not caring about that? So it was weird, but just goes to show that everyone has their shit, even if it looks like we have to have it together.
Exactly.
Okay, so let's talk about YouTube. What YouTubers do you look up to? Whose videos do you always have running in the background? Who do you love? Who's underrated?
Okay, this is gonna sound a little crazy, but I actually don't really watch YouTube at all because I feel like it takes away from my authenticity. Because if I sat down and religiously watched YouTube like I did 3 or 4 years ago, I feel like I would just become a person who I'm not, because I watch so many different people that I'd be like, oh, this person does this and that's cool, I'm going to do that. This person does that. And I feel like I would be a bunch of these different people meshed into one. So I don't really watch a lot of YouTube because I feel like it takes away from my own creativity.
So there's literally no one you ever put on your TV like while you're cleaning?
Honestly, no. I listen to podcasts, but I have been really into Lauren Giraldo, her videos.
Oh, yeah. I love Lauren. She's so nice.
I just found her like a few weeks ago because she moved and her house tour came up on my like subscription.
Oh, I was invested.
Or like on the side of my recommended thing. And so I clicked on it and I found her vlogs, and I'm really into her new lifestyle in Arizona. I had seen her come up before in the past, and I didn't relate with her videos. She was very like LA baddie. She always talks about it. Like she's changing her vibe, and her new vibe is the vibe that I like. She has like her house and she's decorating and she's chilling at home and all that stuff, which I'm super into. So I watch her videos here and there. But really, I usually will like watch my friends in the background. Like I will catch up and see, like I sometimes watch Emma's videos, but half the time like I'm with her. My friend Jess, I like to catch up on the people who I know and see like that they're doing yeah. well and see what they're up to.
Yeah.
But there's nobody that I really like watch religiously or like have on in the background.
Yeah. One thing I have to say about Lauren is she's legit probably one of the funniest people I've met in person.
Really?
She's like constantly cracking jokes, constantly just a ball of fun to be with. I actually went on a brand trip with her in the Caribbean and we had a wild ass time and she is just a blast.
Yeah, she seems like she'd be so fun and she just seems so real too. Yeah. Like she doesn't care.
She is real.
She does not care.
Yeah, which is so cool because I feel like now too I'm invested because I'm like, oh, Lauren's like getting in this mom mode.
Yeah,
it's fun to watch her be like super, you know, anal about her house and how it looks. I have to say I've been on the Lauren train too. What about like Instagram? Are there people that you like love, you know, following their posts, or you're constantly saving their stuff for inspo?
Yeah, I've stopped saving inspo pics because that used to be something that I would religiously sit on my phone and scroll and save, and like I had specific categories, like, you know, when you go to your little saved icon and you can like make folders. I was like, okay, Caribbean trip, like chill vibe, filler photo. Like I had all of these pictures I wanted to recreate, and I feel like it got to the point where it was exhausting and it was making me try to be somebody who I was not. Like, it's, don't get me wrong, like I love like looking at people's stuff and like getting inspiration, but again, I just found that I do kind of like do the best when I just don't look at anyone's stuff and just like post a photo in the moment, like when I'm doing whatever I'm doing. But for people that I follow, I specifically will look at like a list I have like in my search bar. I have the same people who I will just like click on their stories, and I only consume like a few people's content. Like the Skinny Confidential always talks about it. She's like, talks about how many people she consumes their content and just like not going through all day and looking at everybody's stories because
yeah.
it's like such a time waster. So okay, I have like specific people that yeah, I go through say, every
who's
day.
Who's worthy enough? Who's worthy okay, enough to well, be in Maggie McDonald's
I
brain?
See your stuff. Just letting you know that I look at your stories. I love your stories. I vote on all of your polls too. Unless it's a really hard one where I feel like that I can't decide, then I'll skip. But I vote on all of your polls. I look at all of your stories.
Honored.
I love your energy, your vibe. And so I have you. I look at your stories. But on my list, I have Kourtney Kardashian. Okay. I love Kourtney. Awesome. I love seeing like her posts on Poosh. Maybe get like a new recipe or something. Yeah. I don't know. Love
you
her.
You definitely have a Poosh vibe. Yeah.
Thank you.
You should be Maggie Poosh McDonald at this point. I'm totally getting Pooshy vibes.
We should do a collab, Kourtney. Maggie yeah, X Poosh.
Come on, Kurt.
We have Lauren. I love her right now, obviously. I look at all of her
Geraldo.
Stuff. Yes. Lauren Geraldo. Okay. Victoria Villarroel. Hailey Bieber, obviously. Mm-hmm. Heavy Manners, which is my favorite brand at the moment. I'm wearing their sweatshirt right now. Just like, okay. It's a really small company and it is based out of New York, and all the clothes are made cool. in New York, and they're made by this one lady in her little office, and everything's Sick. Handmade, cut and fit, like exactly how the girl who designed the clothes wanted it. And so I'm really into them. I'm into the clothes. They're so comfy. So I always like check their stories to see like when stuff is dropping, because
got it.
It'll like drop on the stories and then it's sold out.
Sells
so it's
out,
one
yeah.
of those. So I have that. Ed Mylett. Yeah. Okay. Ed Mylett.
So pushy, Maggie.
I know. I just feel like the people that I check every single day are, I don't know. I
so
just feel
super
like I
anal about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Because
I mean, that's fair.
Not that I don't ever look at other people's stories, but these are just like in my search. Then okay. I also do have, I think she's not really like an influencer. She's a mom. Her name is Kristen Luell. I'm sending her your profile. She's from San Diego.
Please.
She's a badass woman. She's a mom. Oh, she has two boys. Her husband's name is Tyler.
I love when you send me profiles to follow.
No, I'm like, okay. Sending her to you because she talks about like being confident in her own body and like body positivity. Such good energy. Yes. You would love her. She's absolutely gorgeous. She has a rocking body. She is like curvy, has big boobs. Like you are going to love her. Her stories are amazing. So I look at her and then also Fit with Cambry. Because I really love her and Alfonso. Okay, I think they're so cute. Her and her boyfriend. And I just think that as a person, I've been following her for like 2 years now. And same. I just feel like her energy is just, she's grown so much within the past year. And she is just so confident and glowing and really just like works on herself. And she's real about her struggles and stuff that she goes through. Like, I know she's dealt with a bunch of things in the past, like anxiety and stuff like that. So I just like to see her
stuff. I feel like you guys kind of remind me of each other because you definitely both are like boss ass bitches, but you stay in your own lane. She just like, I feel like I know her. I respect her. She has her line of like supplements and like what, you know, all of her things. She has her workouts. She's like a boss ass bitch, but she like stays in her lane and like she does her own thing. And that's what you do.
Oh, thank you. I agree. I love that she just stays so true to herself. Like she has this different vibe to her. Like everything's like pink and she like has, I don't know. I just,
sporty.
Yeah, she's sporty and she's different and her boyfriend's so funny. Like, I just love them together and he is so supportive of her and just like lets her do her thing and treats her so well and will always like encourage her. They work out together, which like reminds me a lot of Tyler and I because he's super into fitness. So I just.
Well, if you, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but if you and Emma do end up doing a podcast together.
Oh, yeah, you can keep
then
it.
Then you should. Yeah. Hello, promo. Then you guys need to have her on as a guest because I feel like she's the perfect guest for you guys.
Oh, completely. That's such a good idea. I definitely will.
I feel like she would so be down, too. You guys have a totally similar vibe, but also very different.
Yeah.
Okay. Next question. I know you say you don't watch a lot of YouTube, but in the influencer community, I feel like myself and I work for a YouTuber.
Yes. And I know that.
Yes. Okay. Her name's Alicia and we just did this awesome truth or drink video with one of her like longtime lifestyle YouTuber friends who also we revealed in the truth or drink video that we both kind of have looked at each other as a little bit of a healthy competition. Right. So her name is Lauren DIY. I don't know if you've ever seen her on YouTube.
I've heard of her.
Yeah, she's awesome. So we were like, yeah, it's funny because we're constantly a little bit comparing numbers and stuff just to make sure like, oh, did my video flop or is like Lauren's video not doing as well at this time right now just because of the algorithm? Like sometimes we'll check that out or vice versa. She was like, yeah, sometimes I've done that too. Is there someone in your head that you kind of go to be like, oh, like what are they up to? Like, a little healthy competition perhaps that's not Emma.
Okay, honestly, like I hope people aren't like bored by this, like, okay, come on, this girl, like, is she serious? But nobody, like, I really, not even my sister, I don't look at how many views I get, I don't look at how many likes I get on Instagram. Like, I genuinely don't look at that stuff. I cannot be consumed by numbers and what other people are doing. Like, comparison kills. You can't be worried about what other people are doing. It's just so detrimental to your own growth and your own success comparing yourself to others. Like, we're all on different journeys and totally. One person's journey is going to be so different than your own and you're on like different timelines. I need to just worry about myself and how am I going to better myself every day, and I just don't like compare myself to anyone else online.
I mean, that's totally admirable because I feel like I myself am totally guilty of that. But I feel like I have noticed like as I have grown a little bit in the social media world, I feel like I definitely am more aware of when I catch myself doing that. And then I'll be like, okay, no, like we aren't going there. So I think it's weird because I feel like I used to do it more than I do now when I've grown a little bit. So I'm definitely trying to like reel it back in.
Yeah, it's definitely something that I feel like just being mindful of. And obviously like you're still learning and growing and it's not going to be perfect all day, every single day, you're going to have your moments, but just being mindful of it and coming back to yourself and being like, okay, let's not focus on that. Like, focus on me. I'm doing amazing. Like, what I'm doing is so different than what anyone else is doing. And I'm on my own time, like doing things on my own time. I'm on my own journey. And this is how my story is going to be, not based on what anybody else has done.
Absolutely. I mean, good for you. I love that. I hit you up about, I don't know, a month or two ago, and you were going through a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. With your, you had some like merch drama, you had, I don't know, you had a lot of stuff going on. You were getting a lot of hate, to be blunt. I want to know, and the reason why I hit you up is because I was invested in what was going on as a viewer, and then you came out of the woodworks with this awesome Q&A, and you were like, no, bitches, this is what the fork is up. And I thought you handled it so beautifully and so candid. You were real and candid and confident. And I felt like it just brought you back down to earth. And as a viewer, I really respected that. So I want to ask you, what actually, and I feel like if you haven't watched the Q&A, you have to, like, as anyone listening, you have to watch the Q&A because she explains a lot there. And I know you did explain a lot there, but I want to ask you a little bit about the merch drama. And I know, because working with Alicia, we're constantly in contact with our manufacturer with her merch. So there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes that no one knows about. Like, I mean, there's constant, like, we're always like, oh, we don't like these samples. Oh, this costs too much. Oh, there's not going to be enough masks. Like, there's so much drama just in the merch category that we're always dealing with that no one ever sees. What actually went down? Was there an issue with your manufacturer? Were you just like, so new to it that you just didn't know, and you were like a little baby in a new, you know, realm of work that you were just like, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what's right from wrong. Or did you ever even expect to get like some of the hate that you did? Because people were really mean to you.
Yeah, honestly, like, it all just happened so quick, which I just want to say before I go into the story that I am so grateful that that happened, because it really like brought me back to who I am. And I truly believe that everything in life happens for you, not to you. And totally. I took that time and took what was going on, and I learned so much about myself, and I grew so much as a person. And I really started to focus on like what actually matters in life, and just being who I am, and like being authentic and real and honest, and kind of just like being the way that I used to be when I first started my YouTube channel. I kind of,
yeah,
got like that innocence back, I feel like. Yeah, exactly. So I learned so many lessons. And basically with the merch, like, I had been talking about wanting to start a clothing line for a very long time. It's been like a dream of mine ever since I was little. And I was in the process of creating some products. Like, I knew exactly what I wanted. I wanted sweat sets to start, like an iconic sweatshirt, sweatpant matching set.
And the poosh Maggie McDonald.
Exactly. That's the vibe I wanted. And so I am the type of person where I own a million sweatshirts and sweatpants because I need to know exactly what fit I like. I want to know what materials I like just so I can come out with my own product that is completely mine, that I get cut and sewn and literally put together to be this perfect piece that I created. Yeah. And so with COVID happening, obviously I could not do that, and that whole process got put on hold. But I still wanted to release a product since people had been asking for so long, like, oh, where's your clothing line? Like, you've been talking about it. We want updates, whatever. So I had originally been planning on coming out with my own crew neck, but I couldn't do that because of the world pandemic. And so instead of that, we just decided that we would come out, we meaning like I decided with my team. So
yes,
we decided in the meantime that I could just come out with a sweatshirt, like merch type thing.
Yeah.
Which in the beginning, it was my fault. I didn't call it merch. I just said I'm releasing something on my line. And a lot of people got mad because it was on a Champion. I bought Champion blanks and I got them embroidered, with the design that I was going to use on one of my sweatshirts, like have embroidery on it, all of that. With everything going on, I couldn't have my own sweatshirt. It just wasn't possible. Factories were literally closed. Like, people were not working. And so I decided to come out with a Champion sweatshirt. And I am the type of person where I am like quality over quantity. I talk about it in all of my videos. Like, it's so repetitive. I would rather have one nice thing than a bunch of shitty things, basically. I didn't want to come out with a sweatshirt that people were going to wash, and then it was going to pill and shrink after the first time they washed it. Like, if you think about going on like college visits, and when you're at college, Champion crewnecks are so timeless and so iconic. They wash so well. They get better with age. Like, they really just are so unique too. Like, there's nothing like having like a good Champion sweatshirt. When you go to like thrift stores, vintage Champion is so like in. It's lasts yeah. forever. So anyway, I decided to print, like, put my embroidery on the Champion sweatshirts, which was very controversial because of the price. People really just freaked out about the price and thought that I was like scamming them and trying to do it for money. And it was just like so I could go buy like another designer bag, which was so hurtful to me because that wasn't it at all. Like, I just wanted something that was going to be good quality. And now I realize, like, not everybody, just because I like that doesn't mean that that is what everybody also wants and what other people can afford, which I've realized now. And going forward, like, there will definitely be changes, and I am going to be so mindful about all of the constructive criticism I got. But just in that moment, I also just think people don't understand like how much you actually have to pay for these items of clothing. People were commenting saying like, oh, she bought $10 Champion sweatshirts and then she sold them for $80. Like, yes, Walmart can sell Champion stuff, but it is a different blend. It is totally different than the reverse weave crew neck. That's a tongue twister, but that's like their heavyweight sweatshirts, sweatpants that you can literally only get like at their store or at Urban Outfitters, like stuff like that. You know what I mean? It's like the good quality pieces. And I love those sweatshirts. I have one from this organic market called Rory's on the Cape. Like, I have a Champion sweatshirt from them that they came out with last summer, and I thought it was the coolest thing. I wore it all summer and I washed it a ton of times. It's so cozy, and I wanted to create like my own Champion piece since I couldn't come out with like my own sweatshirt. So I did that, and then I just got a lot of hate saying that I was trying to scam people, when really those sweatshirts cost like $50 to get the blanks. And then obviously I have to pay for the embroidery, and I have to pay the people who are working behind the scenes. So I, at the end of the day, was not getting as much money as people thought I was. And I would never do something like that. Like, I'm not that type of person to do something for money. Like, if I really wanted to scam people, I would have came out with the cheapest sweatshirt like that literally cost $10, and I would have printed on it and then sold it for like $50, you know?
Yeah. Looking forward, are you going to continue doing a merch line, or are you going to come out with your own clothing line in addition to that, or just one of them?
Honestly, this whole entire experience made me take a huge step back and kind of reevaluate my whole life, because I felt so pressured to have to always be like coming out with something and doing the next thing based on what other people were doing around me. Like, people were releasing like all this stuff, like, oh, like, I've been working on this project for a year, I came out with this. Like, a ton of people were always doing something, and I felt like I had to keep up with it. And I will still come out with a clothing line. It will not be like anytime soon. I just have realized that I can't force anything, and I need to just let life happen the way that it is. And I have so many exciting, I know this is so annoying to say too, like, I have so many exciting things going on, but I really do. Like, I have two things that I'm working on right now that are completely different than the clothing line. And it's like, these are opportunities that have came that I would have had no idea about like 5 months ago. And I'm so excited for, and they're in alignment with everything that I like believe in and everything I love. And I'm so excited. So basically, like, the clothing line will still be coming. I just don't really have a timeline on when. I'm kind of like have stepped back after like what happened with the merch. I don't even know if I'm even going to come out with merch. I've never been a merch girl anyway. So that's the thing. Like that's why I didn't want to even like call it merch, or
I think that's why people were confused. They were like, wait, okay, I thought you were coming out with a clothing line, and then it like kind of seemed like merch, and then I was like, wait, Maggie McDonald wouldn't have merch.
Yeah, so I just like,
even myself, I was like, what the heck?
I felt rushed. Like, I genuinely just felt so like rushed, and I felt like I didn't explain myself well. I was not like as organized just with everything going on. Like, it was the beginning of COVID. Life was so crazy. Like, I don't even know. I don't even remember that time of life. It was just so insane.
And I remember specifically I was on a run, and I just kept thinking about it, and because I saw, I think, your Q&A, and I kept thinking about it, and I was like, oh my god, I feel so bad, because I was that person that I was like, ew, why'd she come out with this blah 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 super expensive thing and whatever, and like your video I felt like was just like shut me the heck up, and I applaud you so much for, you know, taking the reins of the situation and being like, yeah, I messed up, you know, this didn't go as planned, and just like telling people how it is. And I just like applauded you so much, and I had to tell you like, whoa, I really feel like you're like bringing your videos back down to earth. Like, I feel like I'm reinvested in you and your content because you are being so real right now. And I think it was like such a cool thing that had happened to you and your brand, because like, I'm like, that almost needed to happen for me to for me as a viewer to get reinvested in your videos. Cause I was like, whoa, I feel like that brought you back down to earth and got me back invested in you.
Yeah. It was completely, I feel like, brought me way back down to earth. Like, before the whole sweatshirt thing happened, I was like on autopilot through my life. Like, I feel like there had just been at least like 8 or 9 months where actually it was probably since like September of 2019 till May or June, where I felt like I was just on autopilot going through the motions. And I feel like I didn't feel good with the decisions I was making, the people I was surrounding myself with, like the way that I would talk to myself in my head too. Like, I just feel like I was not in alignment with who I truly am in my beliefs. Like, I was living this like completely unrealistic lifestyle that I feel like I just needed that to give me a reality check. Like, honestly, after all of that happened, like, people were also making comments just about like me as a person, and that affected me so much. They were just saying things about me, and I was like, but that's not actually how I am. Like, you guys don't understand. Like, you are seeing like these videos online and these pictures, and that's not me. Those aren't my beliefs. That's not like what I stand for. And it totally made me like think about even the content that I'm putting out. And honestly, like, I know that this may seem like crazy that I did this, but I like got so grossed out by like my old lifestyle those past like few months where I just wasn't myself. And I literally like purged my whole closet, and I got rid of, like, I sent all of my, not all of them, but like 75% of like the designer stuff I owned, I sent it to The Real Real. I was like, I can't. Like, just because, like, I just felt like I was getting a lot of success on YouTube. My videos were doing really well. Like, obviously, with that, you put in the hard work, you're gonna get it in return. Like, you're gonna get paid. So I felt like I had just grown up going on Pinterest my whole life, seeing all of these amazing designer bags and shoes and clothes. And I finally was in the place where I had worked so hard that I could easily just buy everything myself, for myself. And I felt like I had made it. I was like, okay, it was basically like, I want it, I got it, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And I was gonna say, girl, do you ever save any money?
No, I actually did. I have a financial advisor, and the thing that is crazy is that every time I'd meet with them, I would be like, okay, am I doing okay? Like, yeah, I just like, didn't know, like,
did I spend too much on Nordstrom this week?
Actually told me, they were like, oh no, you're actually very good at managing your money. So I have professionals that do help me. So I never like went off the deep end, which people thought that I like completely went off the deep end and was like getting in debt over like bags. But I sold a lot of my stuff just because genuinely, like, I know for a fact, like, don't get me wrong, I love nice things and I appreciate them. But at the same time, like, I had so much stuff that did not bring me happiness. And it just made me realize that, like, having all this stuff doesn't make me a better person and doesn't yeah. make me, like, cool. And
so good.
I just was like, this is not me. This isn't who I am. This wasn't how I was brought up. Like, I'm yeah. the girl from the Cape that girl. Worked at the resort 3 years ago. And now just because I'm, like, successful on YouTube and can buy these things, like, I was turning into this person that I'm not. And I just did not like it at all. So I like ended up getting rid of like a bunch of my stuff. And now I feel like I've just been living like a more simple life and doing things that are bringing me joy and like spending time with the people that I love, not worrying about like materialistic things. I got rid of like, oh my God. Well,
anything
it's
like
what did I keep?
The viewers will know.
I don't know. What would you say is iconic? Like, what is something that comes to your mind? Ask me and I'll tell you if it's here or
okay.
it's gone.
What about the, like, beach bag? Is there Saint Laurent?
Saint Laurent? I kept that. That's very timeless. Okay. Okay, got it. I think that it's not, like, hype beast, and I feel like it's not too flashy. You know what I mean?
So you feel like you got rid of your hype beast stuff.
Yeah. Like, my neon green Balenciaga bag from Coachella.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, stuff like that where I feel like I got rid of a lot of Balenciaga things that I owned. I got rid of my red Fendi bag. I got rid of
just things you didn't use on a daily basis.
Yeah. And I only kept the only bags I kept, to put into perspective, I kept my black Chanel bag, which I still like.
Which
Chanel is timeless.
I would be concerned if you returned that. I would be like,
Yeah, I don't know kept about that decision, but Maggie. At the same time now, I'm like, what? Like, come on. Why did I buy that? You know?
That's a big purchase. Yeah.
It is. And don't keep, like, I think it's beautiful, but at the same time, it's like, I am just so not into that right now. But I kept that. And I kept my Dior saddle bag, which is really cute. And then I have a couple of the Prada bags, like the 2005
and stuff. Yeah.
Whatever it's called. I kept those and my Louis Vuitton bum bag, the iconic.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. I kept a few things and then got rid of most of it, but
well, I will say I feel like this, just you saying that, is like what I needed to hear, because I feel like I get in that too. Like if I was making, you know, that magnitude of money, like I would be doing the same thing. I'd be flexing on the gram. I'd be going to, you know what I mean? Like I would just be, and it's weird too when you like have, you can technically justify it because you're like, ooh, I can get a few photos in it. I could show it in a vlog. Like, can I kind of write it off? Like it's weird. It's such a weird industry. So I feel like this is going to be so helpful for people like myself that are like kind of in a similar, not situation, but like, you know, I could see myself getting to that point and needing to like dial it back. So I think it's so cool that you're open about like, yeah, like I was dumb about certain purchases or whatever. Anyway, last question ever. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Oh, wow. 5 years. So I'd be turning 29. Oh my God. So I probably, well, I'm going to be married, living in a house. At 29, I want to have one or two kids and have my family started.
You want like four kids,
right? Yeah, I want four. So I could see myself having one or two kids, married, living in a house, and just like enjoying time with my family. Probably, like, I don't know what I don't have any specific plans or anything or goals that I want to do. I, like I said before, I just am really trying to take life day by day and not forcing it and thinking too much about what's going to happen in the future and putting an insane amount of pressure on myself. I feel like life is just naturally going to work itself out. Like, there is a plan and a path for everybody that is already planned out that we all just need ride the wave and take it day by day. So, but I definitely know for a fact that like I want to be married and have kids. So
yeah, same. I hope to God I'm married by it. Okay, let's run through these polls and then I'll let you go because I've kept you forever. One, is TikTok a positive or toxic platform? We can just run through these.
Toxic. I don't have it on my phone. I deleted it months ago.
I would say it's probably toxic, but like I'm obsessed.
Oh, yeah. No, that was me. I would stay up till literally 3 a.m. scrolling and scrolling. And then it was in like April. I was like, I can't do this anymore.
So delete. I think personally it gives me positivity. So I'm going to say positive, but like I know it's toxic. But 57% said positive. 43% said toxic. Self-care or night out?
Self-care.
I would say self-care now too, but normally I'm the night out girl. 70% said self-care.
Oh.
You know, quarantine's getting to all of us. Okay, which one are you? Are you a bra girl or are you one of like the sad like fingers?
What does that mean, bra girl? Like is it
it's a TikTok thing right now. Like bra okay. girls would essentially be probably someone like me, like, let's go. Like one who jumps right into the water instead of laying out. You know what I mean?
That type yeah, of girl. I am so like
she's doing the sad
two
face girl.
The two sad face yeah. fingers pointing. I genuinely do that so much like during the day too that like my boyfriend and my brother do it now. They'll be like, Mags, and I'm like, yeah.
Same. My brother and my mom and I, like when we're sad, we'll be like sad. It's so funny. 58% said they're bra girls, so good for them. Are you an advice giver or a receiver?
Both. I feel like I can give good advice, but I also love to receive.
I think in my environment right now, I have like, I live with like three older girls. I'm receiving a lot more than I'm giving just because they're older and wiser. But I think in normal life, I give a lot more advice. But 86% said advice giver. When do you thrive more, winter or summer? I know this for you.
Summer.
Same. 61% said summer. Bougie or affordable?
Okay, so this is where it's a little bit confusing. So I am, I'd probably pick bougie, but like less is more, you know?
Yeah. God, I'm kind of in the same boat. I probably actually maybe would put affordable, but I love like a bougie dinner. I love a bougie night. I find myself spending the most money on like kind of entertainment things, like the experience, like going out to dinner, doing the Uber XL or like Uber, you know, black. And then like, you know, I like spending money on like, I guess I would rather spend money on like a first class ticket than like a nice bag.
Yeah, like that. No, completely. Just like more on experiences than yeah. like material items.
Classic like Gen Z millennial thing. 74% said affordable. Save or spend?
A little bit of both. I feel like I'm very good at saving my money, but at the same time, like I don't work for nothing. I don't work yeah. this hard to like see money sit in my account. And life's yeah. too short to like totally. Have, I don't know. I just to feel like life's anything. Too short. Yeah.
Okay. I was going to ask, do you invest your money or do you mainly just save it?
No, I invest.
You invest. You have your financial advisor like tell you what to invest in.
Yeah. Yes.
That's awesome. Yeah. I would say I'm actually quite, I'm kind of a saver, but like I'll weirdly spend money on like random things that I can't stop thinking about, aka the Restoration Hardware cloud bed that I can't.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. Like I just moved into a new apartment a few months ago and I bought a bunch of new furniture, and the only reason why I did what I did and I got a bunch of Restoration Hardware furniture was because I know it's going to come with me to my house, like
to your house,
my yeah. next place that I moved to, like it's all coming with me. And I found that I was in a place where I just felt like it was a really great investment and they weren't going to be like making me waste any money. I don't know. Yeah. So
no, I respect it. 63% said save, 37% said spend. Have you ever lied about liking something to fit in?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, definitely when I was in high Same. School, in my earlier years of college, like, before I really established, like, my own confidence. Like, when I was insecure, like, I definitely lied about things to fit in with other people.
Same. I still do, probably, to this day. I'll be like, oh, yeah, I know about blah, 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 when I don't.
When you don't.
Yeah. 80% said yes. 20% said no. Do you feel pressured to show your relationship on social media?
No.
I feel like if I got a boyfriend, I would feel like pressured, especially from hometown people, to like show that I have one. You know what I mean? I feel like I would feel that pressure, but I, in my like heart, know that there actually isn't a pressure that I need to like show to anyone. But I feel like I would feel that. 75% said yes. Minimalist or maximalist?
Minimalist.
I would say, I hate to say it, but I feel like I'm a maximalist. I want to be a minimalist.
Okay, well, yeah, I mean, yeah, I probably am more on the minimalist side.
You are so minimalist. Okay, come on. I'm moving. You'll be so proud of me, though. I'm moving, actually, to a high rise. And the place has so little storage that I got rid of so much shit.
No way.
And so, yeah, like my new aesthetic is just going to be, I'm like channeling my Poosh Maggie McDonald vibes.
And I love just that. Well, if you need anything, FaceTime me.
I will.
And I'll help you out.
I'm going to start FaceTiming you and being like, listen, I have this much storage. What the heck do I do?
Yes.
Gold or silver?
Gold.
I'm gold girl too. You have a both. I said brother or sister. You have,
I have both.
Right? See, I have a brother, mm-hmm. So I would have voted that. Vlog or sit down vid?
Vlog.
I say vlog. Skincare or makeup?
Skincare.
And then sneaker or heels?
Sneakers.
I say sneakers too. Okay, well, Maggie, it has been just an absolute delight being able to chat with you for so long. Thank you for staying so long and agreeing to do it. And I just have to say, I applaud you so much for like this new page that you've turned on your channel and on your brand. I'm like, I've been a fan all along, but I was proved wrong via your Q&A, and you just have your crap together. And I'm so excited to watch you and your channel do its thing and stay true to yourself. And I don't know. I'm really excited for you. And I think it's so cool that you're like shutting up all these people that were giving you so much hate, because no one deserves that. It's just been a delight talking to you.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me. I had so much fun.
Yeah, of course. Well, do you want to pimp yourself out? What is your Instagram and YouTube channel and stuff like that?
YouTube, just Maggie McDonald, and then Instagram at Maggie McDonald, MACDONALD.
Perfect. Well, everyone, be sure to follow her, gas her up, send her some DMs. Save. I always save her Instagram, so she's a great person for Instagram inspo.
Oh, thank you.
Oh my God, duh. Be sure to follow me on Instagram at TK's Juicy Polls, because without voting in the polls, you can't be a part of the pod. And be sure to make someone's day this week. Peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.